Ei, Clássias. And straighten your spine. Just take a few seconds to put yourself into a comfortable position. And just observe your breathing for a couple minutes. And observing means not controlling, not judging, just to feel or look. You breathe in, air is coming in, either through your nostril or mouth. And air is coming out. When you see yourself and mind chatter, just to bring back your consciousness to your breathing, to observe the air is in and the air is out. Very simple and steady. Then let's observe or feel, it's okay, your physical sensations. When you have a pain or heaviness or discomfort in particular part of your body, just to feel that sensation. When a headache or tightness of your shoulders or back, or heaviness in your stomach, or kind of a congested feeling in your chest or throat. Or if you don't have any particular sensations, but maybe you have this overall tiredness, sleepiness, or even you don't feel anything, then observe this nothingness. Again, no judgment, no controlling, just feel, just observe. Let's use imagination. Imagine the long straight line is coming down from far above your head. Line dropping down and down and down, and the tip of the line touch the crown of your head. Gently get in and goes down in your head, in the center of your neck bone. In the center of your back bone. You can feel it. You can observe it. This line adjusts your posture. This line keeps your posture straight. So now you can relax. You can relax your muscles. Because you know you do not have to keep this posture by yourself. This line does for you. spine. It's all the way to the tailbone, sitting bone, and out. And keeps going down and down. Through the floor. Through the ground. To the center of the planet. You are accepting this line in your consciousness. You are accepting the body which is penetrated by this line. The line came down from that source. You can call it heaven. The source or all the power is penetrate the body and connect it to the center of the planet. The mind, the consciousness, accept this idea, vision. Also accept that this body is a tool. Tool for what? For what laws you follow. You are connected to the power source. You are under the law of God. You are unlimited being. You are like your father, your creator. That you express, that you share, that you demonstrate. By using this body, nothing else. This body does not have any function by itself, but you can give it function. You can use it to share who you are, to demonstrate who you are. To express who you are. Ask the Holy Spirit. Let him use this body Let him use your eye. Let him use your voice. Let him use your hands. Let him use your leg. Let's see. Invite someone. Someone whom you have a conflict with. Some colleague, your some friend, some family member, some neighbor. The boss. Whoever that person is, what he does, what she says, upsets you. You want to change that person's behavior. You want to change the person's the way of thinking, approaching their life. You cannot, or you do not want to accept the person the way the person is right now. That's the person. Maybe someone you are worrying about. Someone is sick. Someone has a problem. Someone has a bad habit, or someone is who is you think very mean or inconsiderate, rude. That person, invite that person, just call that person's name. And just accept how you see the person. Okay, you know the person's name. You know the person's maybe background. Or, oh, yes, she's mean. She's a nice person, but whatever you think who the person is, be honest with yourself. You have the image of this person, what the person has done, what this person is doing, what this person will do that you can assume. This is a person whom you are familiar with. You may think you love the person because of your love. You want to give the person advice that you may think. That's fine. It doesn't matter what you think about that person. Do not judge yourself how you feel toward that person, how you see that person. Because none of them are true. None of them is fact. That's your way of looking at the person with all your experiences. Then tell yourself, the Holy Spirit, look through me, this person today. The Holy Spirit, look through me, through this person. Now, you need to step aside, step back, and let Holy Spirit look at this person. Holy Spirit is looking through you at this person. Just imagine. What he sees. How the Holy Spirit feels. Do you think the Holy Spirit look at the person the way you see that person? You may not imagine how he look at the person, but you may know that the vision he has is quite different from yours. Your perception and Holy Spirit's perceptions are so different. Holy Spirit does not look at the person based on the person's past or your past experience. the Holy Spirit look at the person, as the person is, as the person created. That's the only way, that the only vision the Holy Spirit has. Unchangeable. What God created, you cannot change. It's a simple fact. Would you like to see how the Holy Spirit sees? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Do I want to see the way He sees? Do I want to hear the way Holy Spirit hears? If you can ask these questions to yourself, you have every opportunity to see, to hear what He sees, what He hears. The Holy Spirit looks through me today. The Holy Spirit looks through me today. This is the Course in Miracles workbook lesson 295. Bring back the long straight line in your consciousness. The line penetrate the body, your body, and the another body in front of you is also penetrated by the line. The line comes down from the same source, penetrates a different body, but goes down and connected to the same spot. Your line is connected. Means you are connected. Both of you have the same quality because the source is same. Nothing more or nothing less. Keep this idea. The Holy Spirit looks through me today in your mind and put your head down slowly and come out from the meditation.